Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Now, I know this is a topic that you are not going to want to miss today. So go and tell everybody that you know, everyone that you love, to tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show today. They can call 347-945-7991, or they can simply go to the internet and go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and I'm excited to be here today. I have a very, very, very important subject today. Oh, my God, you better go tell somebody. They need to hear this today. Well, it's been a great and wonderful, wonderful, powerful weekend. We had such an awesome time, starting with Friday. When I left you all Friday, we were on our way to the Sister to Sister monthly meeting. They meet once a month, every third Friday of the month at 1877 Maple in Maplewood on Springfield Avenue. What an awesome time it was. Because of the holidays, it was very festive, and it was also a family affair. So it was you, your spouse. If you don't have a spouse, if you have children, bring your kids out, bring your siblings out, and just have a good time. There was a panel, and the topic for the panel was strengthening our families. So there were three couples of us actually on the panel. Myself and my husband served as panel persons, and also Dr. Spaulding and his wife, Co-Pastor Spaulding, were also on the panel. And then we also had another young man, Mr. Eric, and his wife, Keisha. Keisha was also on the panel. It was awesome and phenomenal. You had to be there to really get the gist of it. But we talked about some things that we believe could strengthen the family. Then we took questions from the audience. Then we had food, networking. People discussed their businesses. I met a wonderful young lady who's a deputy sheriff in the Jersey City area who has a etiquette school for girls age 5 to 13. Awesome, awesome, the work she's doing. She's teaching them how to model. They have a pageant coming up. Just wonderful thing. They'll be having their one-year anniversary in May. I will be their keynote speaker. I am so excited. I can't wait. There were some other people there talking about launching their various businesses. It was a blessing. And then Saturday, just kind of stayed home, got a lot of rest, and also made some postings on Facebook. Can't forget to do that. The social media is growing and growing and growing. Social media, social networking, of which we'll have some information to give out about that, how to take advantage of it, the importance of social media in this 21st century, because we know there are some people who are not sure exactly what social media is, what it means. So we're going to have, we'll do some shows on that. We'll bring on a couple of experts that can talk about it more extensively. Then also, Sunday started with awesome worship all in the morning, and then we had the relaunching of my training company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and I'd just like to say thank you to those of you who wanted to be there that couldn't be there, but certainly my heartfelt thanks to Ms. Tina Lane, who showed up, you know, on her way from one place and on to another place, but it's certainly people like her that really, really, really make the topic for today something very special. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Also, you know, shout out to Ms. K. Serena Willow-Weaver, who also stopped by, Miss Anita Spaulding, who came by. Again, here's a woman very busy with church, or with her husband being a pastor. She also took the time to stop by the launching, her and her son, Evan Spaulding. Some of you know him because of his new audiobook, How to Get Him to Propose. So for those of you women who are contemplating marriage, you have to get his book. And hopefully we can get him on the show one morning and he can tell you all about it. Well, I know I've said a mouthful already. Can you believe it? And I'm not even halfway done yet. Then we also have Miss Patricia Martin also stopping by. Again, here's a woman, been at church. She was just coming from church, and she had her little two-month-old baby with her. But these are really, 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 and she has to leave town, going out of town for the Christmas holiday today, her and about four or five children. So, again, very, very busy, but these women know the purpose and the meaning of the word support, 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 because we know, and I know God spoke this directly to me one day. He said, Lalisa, what you make happen for others, I'm going to make happen for you. He did not refer me to a scripture. He just told me that in a very audible voice. And it's been one of the few times in my life that I've actually heard just an audible voice of the Lord. And that was back in 2003. He said, Lalisa, what you make happen for others, I'm going to make happen for you. And then I later found out that there is a scripture that is based on those exact words. It says it almost like that. And so here I went on a journey. I went on a mission to do that. And so, and ever since then, and at the same time, I've also shared that with many people. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Now, God did not say to me, Lalisa, what you wish to happen for others, or what you want to happen for others, or what you pray to happen for others, and all those are all nice, wonderful things. No, he told me specifically, what you make happen for someone else, I'm going to make happen for you. And he told me this at a time when a lot of things were disarray in my life. And he told me, don't fix your problem. Go fix another woman's problem, another man's problem, another youth's problem. Go fix their problem, and I'm going to get your problem fixed. Sure enough, every time I did it, God miraculously got my situation in tune and turned around. So it's a great, great, great day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. The topic for today, get this. This is the topic for today. You may want to call and tell somebody to tune in. How to love yourself. how to love yourself. Now, I know some people would hear that and think, I love me. I love myself. Or you could be thinking, I don't want to seem conceited. I don't want to seem like I'm so much into myself. Well, let's talk about how important is it to really love yourself. And I think about the word of God who says, love thy neighbors even as you love yourself. So the instruction is not coming from Coach Lalisa. Your command is coming from on high. See, God said it. For, in other words, he says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Not love your neighbor instead of loving yourself. Not love your neighbor like you could love yourself. No, no, no. Love your neighbor as you love thyself. And one day I was thinking about that a couple years back when God had me really into this whole love thing. And, you know, really he had burdened my heart with love a few years back. And I said, oh, my God, no wonder we're having such a hard time loving each other. Because we cannot model the love to them because we're modeling the love we have for ourselves. He said, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. So if you don't really love you, then you can't really love them. If I don't really love me, see, however I'm loving on me is how I'm going to love on my neighbor. Because I'm only loving my neighbor if I love myself. So that's why we see in the streets, you can take, somebody can, you know, kill someone. And remember, they even call that self-hatred. Because as you do for another, you're doing as you would do for your own self. And some people try to mask how they feel for themselves by always doing for others. And therefore they can say, well, look at what I do for everyone. See how loving I am. See how caring I am. Look at what I'm doing. Now, don't get this confused with God's commandments to me that said, as you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. No, no, no. It's a little bit different. Here is, we're talking about people not really valuing the creation of God in their own life. Not really taking care of ourselves. Now, last week on Thursday and Friday, we talked about health, healing, and happiness. And we were talking about how there are certain behaviors that some of us have that are really self-suicide. It would almost be like trying to kill ourselves. That's not love. That's not loving oneself. And then there are so many people today alone, heart disease is the leading killer for women. And I believe that because in 2005, my mother suffered a massive heart attack. That's it, one heart attack. Never had a stroke, never had any heart problems that we ever knew of. And in one day, one morning, early one Sunday morning, she had a massive heart attack, and that was it. Not a series of heart problems and been back and forth to the hospital. No. So I do know that heart disease definitely can wipe you out. The heart is tied to love. Love, how we feel about ourselves. How many of us actually tell ourselves, I love you, self, and then actually take care of that self? Now, we were talking all this stuff about exercising and weight loss and eating properly and doing these things. But how can we if we don't love ourselves? If we don't love the creation that God created? He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at this. If we loved each other and ourselves, if we loved ourselves, again, can't love you properly. I don't even know how to love properly. I don't even love myself properly. And that's the weirdest thing when it comes to relationships. That's one of the biggest fallacies when it comes to getting married. when I got married, I thought it was all, you know, you're loving this person, and that is what it was about. And they forgot that you got to love yourself, too. And that you're going to go into a relationship and not have the proper love for yourself and think that you're going to love that other person properly. No, the love you have for them is going to be distorted. It's going to be mismanaged. It's going to be misunderstood. It's going to be mishandled. It's going to be misdistributed. If the love for self is not put in its proper place and dominion in your own life, you're only going to pass on to your spouse and your children some kind of dysfunctional love and trying to mask it as real love just because we clean the house and we cook and we can go out and buy you gifts at Christmas. See, we try to mask real love. Yes, we do. We try to mask. Oh, we're pulling the mask off today. We're pulling the mask. We pulled the mask off last week as it related to our health. Now we're going to pull the mask. Because the truth of the matter is, you're not going to get the health right if we don't get the love part right. And we're not going to love everybody else. For those of you who are still looking for mates, I know right now I could pass the plate and you would put in an offering because we're really about to help somebody. Ain't no sense of trying to find someone to love if you don't properly love yourself, because the distorted view of self-love is what you're going to, is what you're putting out in the universe, and that's what you're attracting. So you're going to attract someone else who also has a distorted view of love. It's based on the law of attraction. That's why some people say, why do I keep meeting this kind of person and that kind of person and this and that? It's because you're attracting what you're putting out, who you really are. And I'm here as your coach. This is what I do. I go out, I research, I let the Lord download into my mind and my spirit topics to help you. That's what a coach does. A coach helps you achieve optimal living in all various areas, friendship, relationships, family, your health, your finances, your career. That's what your spiritual self, that's what we do. Executive coaches may help you in your leadership and how you manage your organization. But loving self is a must. If you thought it meant that you were conceited, you haven't been properly taught about how to love yourself. If you thought that it means that you shouldn't do this, it sounds selfish. Well, you haven't been properly trained on self-love. And you see it all the time, and you've heard the comments, oh, that's self-hate. That's why all of our African-American, not all, but many of them, too many, way too many. I know when we see three or four doing the wonderful things, we say, oh, and there's a lot of them. Yeah, but it's a lot that are not. It was interesting. Someone was saying how in the city of Newark somewhere, they're building a brand new jail. How do you build a new jail and you're closing down schools? I don't understand that. Anyway, that's another show. That's another show. I guess I have to research first, but I overheard some people talking, saying that they were building a new jail in the city of Newark, and I want to know, how do you build jails and close down schools? And you haven't built a new college in 40 years. We have Essex County College, probably one of the newer built colleges. That's like almost 40 to 50 years ago. So what's going on here? Now, here, back to, okay, that's based on, do we love ourselves? Now, let's look at, and again, I welcome any of your comments, any of your thoughts on the subject. If you have any comments or questions, please, please, please chime in, and I believe, I don't know if exactly, but let's get back to the mission here to get this topic out about love. Let's look at what love really is. And we're taking this straight from the scripture. Let's look at what it says. It says, love is kind. Are you kind to yourself? Are you? Think about that. Sometimes we're so kind to everyone else. There's that distortion, dysfunction. We're kind to everyone else, but we're not kind to ourselves. Love is gentle. Are you gentle with yourself? How do you handle yourself when you make mistakes? Because how you handle yourself is going to be a reflection of how you handle others. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is tolerant. Love is tolerant. Do we tolerate when we mess up? Do we tolerate when we don't hit the mark? Or do we beat ourselves up? If we can't tolerate our own self, we certainly can't tolerate others. Love is selfless. And here again, here's a parameter by which you can check to see how much love you have for yourself. How are you doing this with others? Being kind, being gentle, being tolerant. Are we tolerant of others? Are we selfless when it comes to others? Love is caring. Self-care. Proper rest. You know, and you know, that's huge in my mind. I have to care for myself. If I want to be a coach for the next 10, 15, 20 years, I have to care for myself today. I have to care for others. I have to be careful of what I say. I have to be careful how I treat and handle other people. But I also have to be careful of how I treat and handle myself. Love is understanding. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand why you are the way you are? Do you understand why you're in the field that you're in? Or do you understand why you have the personality that you have? Do you understand? Because more than likely, you're not going to understand the next person if you don't understand you. You're not going to understand you if you don't take the time to sit down and get to know who you really are. That's what I love about the book, Release Your Power. In that book, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, do you even really know who you are? Do you know what your gifts, talents, skills, and abilities are? I mean, really, how can you use what God has given you when you have not even yet identified them? You have not yet gone on a search. He says, seek and ye shall find. Have not. Do you know there are people who actually say, well, I don't have any talents. I don't have any gifts. That is very, very sad. And plus, it's a lie. And plus, it's a lie. Because God has gifted all of us, at least with one thing. You may not have gotten 5 and 10 like others. You may not have 20 or 30 gifts like someone else. But you have at least one. You have at least one. And your job is to make good. No, your job is to make great on that one. On that one. And then he'll give you another. So actually you will eventually end up with more than one. But for everyone who uses their gift, he doubles it. So love is understanding. Love is tolerant. Love is selfless. Love is gentle. Love is kind. How are you with yourself on these? Love is peaceful. Do you have peace? Or you're a hellraiser. Okay. It's either or. Either you're peaceful or you're not. There's no, nothing to think on that. You don't have to wonder. You know if you are or if you are not. Peaceful. Love is peaceful. How well do you love yourself? That is this lesson for today. How to love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be tolerant to yourself. Be selfless with yourself. Be caring with yourself. Be understanding to you. Be peaceful. Love is not greedy. That'll help a lot of us as we're eating. We're too greedy sometimes. We're glutton. And then we have all the medical problems to prove it. All the medical doctors can attest to that fact. Love does not, D-O-E-S-N-O-T, read my lips, does not give unconstructive criticism. Never, never. The only reason the criticism is coming is in a constructive manner to better the person, to better yourself. Love, now here's the key right here. Now, here's the whole heart of the matter. Love does not envy. There's no envy there. I don't have to envy what you have. Hope, Tina, Patricia, Dorothy, Karen, Denise, Phyllis, Elaine, Virginia, Drew, Barbara, Beverly. I don't have to envy Oprah, Bill Gates, Michael Jordan. There's no envy in love. And see, that right there shuts down a lot of people. Envying what someone else has. And I heard a powerful story, which I don't remember it. I would tell you if I did, trust me. I heard a powerful story of that a young lady told once about someone in I remember parts of it. You may have heard it before, but in high school. It was a true story, though. In high school, and there was a young lady, and the young lady was smart and beautiful and talented. And she envied this girl, thought, wow, I wish my life could be like hers. Powerful, beautiful, smart, intelligent, all the friends, very popular. They were in high school, 9th, 10th grade or so. And then 20 years later, she saw the lady. Her life was such a wreck. Drugs, jail, all kinds of horrible things. And she felt so bad. Here she was envying this person's life. Thank God God didn't give her what she envied. You better be glad God does not give us what we envy. If he ever did, some of us, huh, we think we had it hard. We don't know hard. But we can't envy anyone or anything because, therefore, we block love, loving self. We're talking about how to love yourself. And I know everybody thinks they've got it down pat, and everyone, oh, I love me, I love me. Look at what I'm wearing. Look at what I went out and bought. Look at what I have on. That's not proof of loving self. I'm giving you the proof of loving self. I'm laying it down right now. These are the things that show if you love yourself or not. Oh, I know this isn't the topic that the average person wants to hear. This is not, that is not one of those topics for itching ears. Because people don't want to hear, a lot of times people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know what can really heal them. People want to be healed, but they don't want to do the work. People want to be on a path to ultimate living and self-discovery, but they don't want to do the work. See, the work is in no more excuses. No more excuses. It's time to really love who you are. So we thank you and welcome you to the show. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa show, well, we almost apologize for you having to tune in for such a very truthful and very powerful session. But at the same time, we can't help it. Because we must share with you what's being shared to us. If I'm going to really help someone, if I'm going to really be a vessel full of power with hidden talents from above, then we must tell you the truth. And I'm going to give you some steps to how to turn it around if you're in a bad sort of way. So, but before we can know that we're to love ourselves, we need to know what love is. What is love? And we know that love is tied to the heart. But you have to ask yourself the question, how healthy do you want to be? How is love tied to my health? Remember, a lot of people want to be wealthy, but there will be no wealth without health. And there will be no good health without loving myself. Because if I love myself, I will take care of myself. If I love myself, I will be kind to myself. I will be gentle to my organs. I won't overstuff them. I won't put bad things in them. If I love myself, I will be tolerant when things don't go right. I will be selfless when it comes to taking care of self. How healthy we are, it does make an impact on our overall life. Now, we want to love others, but even God said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Don't try to avoid it. Don't try to find a way out. There is no way out. Don't think that you're going to love your children and you don't really love you. You're going to give out a distorted view of love. And you're going to end up having to substitute love for all those things that other people substituted for. That's with material things. Never having given true love, because we're not able to be understanding and gentle. We're not able to not be greedy, not to envy. No envy. There should be none. Love also realizes that there is enough for all of us. You know, Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. You is the general you, all of you, not just you with a name on it, but you in general would have life and have it more abundantly. Love realizes that there is enough for all of us. How awesome is that? So the next time you look in the mirror, you look at yourself and say, I love you, self. I love you. I'm going to be kind to you. I'm going to treat you with gentleness. I'm going to tolerate when you make a mistake, when you don't get it right. I'm not going to dog you out and talk doubt and discouragement to yourself. I'm going to be selfless with the way I treat myself. I'm going to be caring, understanding, being peaceful, not greedy, not using unconstructive criticism, putting ourselves down, telling ourselves what we can never do, what we can never have, and what we can never be, when there is an abundance, when love realizes that there is enough. No envy. I don't have to envy someone who has a business. I don't have to envy someone who has children, who has this, who has that, and that, and that. No envy someone who can do this better or do this greater or do this. No. None of that. Those days are over. Those days are gone. Those days have stopped. And we have a caller, so let's see what comments. Yes, you're on the air. Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Omar, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Omar from Brooklyn, is this your first time listening to the Coach LaLisa Show?
Yeah, this is my first time listening. It's very positive. It's a very positive show.
Thank you. And what do you think about our topic today, how to love yourself?
I definitely agree with that, because a lot of times we find love in materialistic things, maybe like a car, clothes, jewelry, and things of that nature, and also in other people. And it does begin internally, love, because once those things fade away, it's like, what do we have left but ourselves? So I think it must come from the inside. And I think that we get caught up in mainstream society of looking outside of ourselves instead of looking inside of ourselves. Because no matter what we buy, like, we'll still be incomplete. Like, if we don't have spirituality, like believing God and things like that, and just be internally grounded, and we just have to have faith in ourselves that we can succeed and do whatever it is that we're capable of doing with our abilities, and always improve every day as much as we can. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing, but sometimes we do get distracted. We're like, how come such and such seem like they're not having any problems and things like that, or we might feel that we wish our lives were like someone else's, but you don't even know how that person's life is. We're just on the outside looking in.
Awesome, Omar. You know what? You are hitting the nail right on the head. I definitely believe that you are definitely in tune to this topic today, how to love self, and that's what we've been talking about. There are some steps to take to love self. There are some reasons to do it because, again, God said, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. So that means he wants us to love ourselves. How else can you take care of yourself if you don't love yourself?
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love someone else? Whether it's your parents, your children, your siblings, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, how are you going to love? How can we even dare say we love someone else when we have not even demonstrated it on ourselves first to know what it is? So we definitely agree, and we thank you for your comments, and we hope you keep listening to the Coach Lalisa Show for more positive motivational messages in the morning.
Okay, I definitely will. And before I go, I'm also author of two books, and my books deal with positivity and empowerment as well. And I would like to send you copies of both books.
Okay, great. Well, I'm on Facebook, Lalisa, Lilisa Williams. You can inbox me on Facebook, and I will certainly give you the address to where you can send them.
Okay, no problem. And the name of the books are Mental Diet, that's the inspirational cookbook, and The Disappearance of Hate. It's a poetry book that deals with overcoming adversities and being positive.
Wow. And what else? What's the two books?
It's called Mental Diet. It's an inspirational cookbook, and it gives inspirational recipes to make it through your day and to achieve success and to be positive. And the other book is The Disappearance of Hate, and it's a collection of poetry about overcoming your adversities through your journey of fear, doubt, and worry, and just being positive and chasing after whatever it is that you want to achieve in life. And also I have a blog as well. It's called thedisappearanceofhate.wordpress.com. So if anyone
Well, please inbox me that information. You have my name. We'll definitely schedule time for you to come on this show, and we'll do a full interview with you. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You're right there in Brooklyn. You're not that far, and I'm sure we'll have some other great things come. Now, do you know Miss Adele Foster?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe she was the one who had recommended you to the show.
No, I would just happen to go on Block Talk Radio, and I was looking at the show, and I was saying that it sounds positive, so I'll check it out. That was basically it.
Well, Omar, I am so glad you checked it out. You definitely, you know, you sound like a very young person, so I'm always pleased and impressed when young people find us. And we certainly want to include you all because we know that you all are very, very integral to all of our success, but we know that young people are certainly the leaders of to not only the future, but today as well. So we look forward to bringing you back on and talking with you and finding out why you wrote your books, how you got started, and, you know, and just to support you as well.
Okay, that definitely sounds good, and I'll definitely friend you on Facebook. My name is going to be Mansu Edwards. That's my other alias. That's the alias that I use for Mental Diet. So.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. Sounds great.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, no problem. He's going to keep listening. That was awesome. Okay. Omar, Mantu, Edwards, yes, welcome, welcome. So you see, just that quick, if we have young people calling in, talking about being positive, has a book, Mental Diet, I think that's awesome, right? We think about diets. How about a mental diet? How about getting the mind right? And some of you who have been listening for a while know that we've been, I can hear you now, Tina. I know we've been talking about that for the past months or so, about getting our minds right, our thoughts. So this book is going right along with the show. Talk about the law of attraction. Again, what you put out there, you're going to attract. So we're attracting positive people. We're even attracting young positive people. It can't get any better than that. And also, want to say that when we talk about this, and then his other book, The Disappearing of Hate, absolutely, we want to get hate out of our lives, and we want, because when love comes, hate has to go. So when love, and this is, he has a book of poetry, he also has a blog that you can go to, and we'll definitely, you know, share, if he puts that in my inbox, we'll share more of that as well on tomorrow. The show is on Monday through Fridays for those of you who, this is your first time tuning in to the Coach LaLisa show every morning at 7 a.m. And then there was one more thing that I wanted to get out about this love, and that is kind and gentle and tolerance. And this we're also getting from the scripture in 1 Corinthians. And it also says that love sees the greatness and the beauty in all beings. It sees the greatness and the beauty in all human beings, not just some, not just most, not just those that were born here, there, or here. No, in all human beings. When we love ourselves in all of these manners, we can now love others in the same manners and even much greater. But if we are weak in these areas, in other words, if I'm not tolerant of LaLisa, I'm not going to be able to be tolerant with you. In other words, if I'm not selfless with myself, I'm not going to be selfless with you. If I have envy in my own heart, I'm going to put that out to the world. As a matter of fact, the only way I'm putting that out is because it's within my own heart, which is why we recommend that everyone first and foremost get a new heart, because he said the old heart is hard and stone-like. And he says, it is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So when people say, oh boy, I don't know if I could do that, you're right. If you have the old heart, you don't know what you're capable of. Because it says, the man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You say, oh wow, I wonder how a person could murder. And I wonder, I could never do that. If you had an old heart, you don't know what you could do. There's no telling what you would be able to do. That's how a person can one day be a happy, loving husband or wife, and then before noon be a murderer, come home and murder the whole family. Why? Because the old heart is desperately wicked. No one can know its capabilities. No one can know to what length it will go to destroy. But the new heart is a heart that has all this stuff that we just listed: kind, gentle, tolerance, selfless, caring, understanding, peaceful, not greedy, no unconstructive criticism, no envy, doesn't believe in this scarcity mentality that there's not enough for everyone, does not see greatness and beauty in all things. But see, with the new heart, we can have all of that. We can have all of that. Therefore, we can have health. Therefore, our health is our wealth, not how many material, not how many tangible things we can go and purchase to make ourselves think that we love ourselves. We have to get the love thing right. So here's some steps. Here's some steps to loving ourselves. Here's some things we can do. Well, we can just do the opposite of some of those things that we do, that we talked about already. And we want to certainly give a shout out to those who are traveling on the road for the holidays, We know Miss Patricia Martin is on the road. Normally she would be tuned into the show, but right now she's probably snug as a bug in a rug on her way to visit her family and friends far, far away. So here are some of the things that we can do to love ourselves. Remember, we're not doing this to be selfish. We're doing it to be selfless. In other words, I want to love my husband so much that I need to be, but I need to love myself. Because again, if I try to love you and I don't love me, what I'm going to give out is going to be distorted, dysfunctional, disillusioned, and end up being very disappointed. That's why you see some couples, the person thought that they were so not in love with the person that they were married to, then they got a divorce and they found out who they really didn't love was themselves. But they had to go through all of that madness, go through that divorce just to find out the person wasn't the problem, it was them. So I try to stop people from doing that because it almost happened in my own marriage and my own life. And so now I'm on a mission to stop that happening to other people. Go on and stay married and just accept the fact that the other person may have problems. No doubt that they do. However, you have problems too. So you, and here's the thing, if you fix you, God will take care of them. He'll send someone else to fix you. Just work on you for now. And you can do that through a number of ways. And one is by helping someone else with the same problem you have. He says, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. So let's just say you got financial problems. Go help someone who has financial problems, and God will take care of your financial problems. Let's say you have relationship problems with your children. Well, go help another woman, or if you're a man, who has relationship problems with their children. Help their relationship. Serve as mediator. Listen to them. Offer them good, sound advice. And then God will do that for your relationship with your children. Let's say you're a student, you're having problems in class. Go help another student in a subject area that you're able to help in. Everybody knows something about something. You may not be good at math, maybe you're good at reading. So go help another student with their reading. And God will help send someone to help you with your math. Maybe you're good at social studies. Maybe you're good at math and you're not good at social studies. So you go help someone with math, and God will send someone to help you with social studies. And I'm telling you, this really works. It really does work. So here are some steps you can take. Number one, you can stop criticizing yourself. Because it really doesn't change things. Think about it. Think about, especially if you're married, if you're like me and you're married, and even if you're not, even if you're married, you have children, what have you, think about, make a list, actually, get out a sheet of paper and write down every time you've criticized a person and write down every time it changed them. And criticism doesn't change people, I'm telling you. Okay? Criticism doesn't change people. What changes people is when people see a reason, they see a value to the thing, to the change. When they see a benefit to changing, that's when they change. When people see a benefit to why they should change, then they'll change. But just because we criticize them is not going to change them. And so that's the same thing with yourself. Criticizing yourself is not going to help you change. What's going to help you change is when you find the benefit. So for instance, eating the wrong thing. When we see the benefit to eating healthy, clearer skin, less trips to the hospital, more energy, able to get done what I wasn't able to do, able to walk longer distances. When we see the benefits, then we'll do it, okay? Here's another thing to do so that we can create this love for self. Stop thinking scary thoughts. You know, that's really not funny at all, but people, sometimes we just think scary. We think the worst, and we think these scary thoughts. When we find ourselves doing that, we need to get a new mental picture. Think of something that you love. Think of something that brings you peace. Flowers, walking through a meadow, walking through the park, you know, lying on the beach. Whenever you get these scary thoughts like, oh, the world's going to come to an end. Oh, my business is going to fold. Oh, so-and-so's going to leave me. Oh, I'll get the, you know, whenever we think these, oh, the economy is going to cave in and the blah, 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 blah. When we do this, think of lovely things, okay? Another thing we can do is to treat ourselves. Treat yourself as you would treat your best friend. Again, be kind, be patient to yourself. Take yourself out to dinner. Treat yourself to lunch. Be kind to our own mind. Think, change our thoughts. Don't have any thoughts of self-hatred. I love the young man, his book, he says, The Disappearing of Hate. We're definitely going to be trying to get copies of his books. Don't think hateful things. Don't have hateful thoughts. And it's okay to support yourself. Have your inner spirit built up. Thank God for what he's given you. Celebrate your gifts and your talents. If you can sing, or if you write poetry, if you dance, if you're an artist, if you're a great chef, if you're wonderful at doing hair, if you're the best doctor, you know, celebrate the God-given talents and gifts that you have. Celebrate them. You have every right to do that. We want to welcome you, even in these last few minutes of the show. I want to welcome you all to the show, to the chat room, Holy Lady and Johnny Slim and Kiva. Welcome, welcome. Kiva says, yes, you will in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. He has empowered you to do that. Wonderful. Yeah, go through Christmas. I'm starting fasting yesterday to bring me to grow spiritually. Awesome, awesome, wonderful, wonderful Holy Lady. And Slim, good morning, Slim. Yes, Kiva said that principle works. Take care of God's business, and he will take care of yours. It so works. Yes, Kiva, it so does work. Yes, we give him praise, yes. Wonderful, wonderful conversation going on there in the chat room. We so appreciate you. Hey, good morning. Patricia is here. I thought she would be on the road. And I see we have someone from the 954 area code. I don't know if that means that Mr. is back with us. Mr. Paul, I don't know if that's Mr. Paul or Mr. J. That's one of that looks like a very foreign number. It's one of their numbers. Well, good morning. We heard from an awesome young man in Brooklyn, New York, talking about his positive books. He's out spreading the positive word. We're here today talking about how to love yourself and the importance of loving yourself before you can love anyone else. And if you try to love someone else and you don't really truly have love for self, your love that you're going to be giving out is going to be distorted, it's going to be a disillusionment, and it's going to be very destructive. It's going to be abusive if you try to give out love to others, and it's only going to be masked by things like material things, clothes, cars, jewelry. We're trying to give people things so that we don't have to really love them, because we can't really love them because we don't really love ourselves, because that's foolish. I mean, who would ever want love from you and you don't love yourself? Who's going to give you love and you don't love you? Sometimes we've seen in relationships where the person so mistreated the other person. Well, my mother always told me that people will do what you let them. In other words, if they see you mistreating you, then they're going to mistreat you, because they're only going to follow suit. Sometimes we see in those TV movie type, fairy tale type movies where the male or the female was very horrible against themselves, and, oh, they found this knight in shining armor who came and rescued them from themselves. Doesn't show up that much in real life. And the reality in real life is that if people see you disrespecting yourself, not loving on yourself, then they're not going to love you. And so people think that, well, how in the world would they know? They know, because it's an attraction thing, because what you really feel inside of your heart is what you're giving out. And so you're attracting the type of person that will mistreat you. So how do you have to turn that around? You have to show love and respect for yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be gentle with yourself. You have to not envy. You have to not be critical of yourself. Criticism is not constructive. Unconstructive criticizing and criticalness of self. And this is how individuals know how to treat you with respect. You have to love both negative and positive things in your life. If you did it, own up to it, stop being ashamed, stop hiding it. Guess what? Look in the mirror, you did it. If you did it, you know, own up to it. And even if it was something that was done to you, some people sometimes they're amazed that I could talk about how I was molested and how that lasted from age 5 when it first started with the touching in all of the wrong places and ended when I was age 18, where it was then full-blown sex with a close relative family member. Not my father, though. But some of you know because you've read my books, and so you know who it was. But here's the thing. How can I? Why? Because it's already done. And, yes, I talk about it because guess what? I can, how they say, it's like with a scar. You know, it's like you can touch me there now. It doesn't hurt anymore. But some people, because they haven't uncovered it, they swept it under a rug, it hurts every time it's mentioned. Every time somebody mentions they hurt. Well, if you had, just like any scar, when you uncover it and let a scab grow, after a while, the scab comes off and it's just a scar there. And then so many years go by, you may not even see the scar. Either way, it doesn't hurt anymore. We all know that when it comes to physical flesh-type wounds. Well, we have to be supportive of ourselves, support the friend. I need to be my own friend first before I can be your friend, Tina and Hope, Pat. I have to be my own friend. Now, again, we're at the end of the show. It's one of those shows where it looks like we're going to have to do a part two. We're going to have to go tomorrow and talk about more love for self. How's that sound? We have to get to the Christmas is upon us. A lot of people are going to be faced with this love thing over these holidays. They're going to be at the family's houses. They're going to be at the friends' houses. And they're going to be trying to put on a... And you got to go for real. You got to love yourself before you get there. So we're going to talk part two tomorrow morning so that when we go around these family members, we can have love for self. And guess what? Then we're going to love others. Okay. Okay, holy lady, we're going to talk about that. She says also, I was molested from age 3 until 12 when you left home. I know, I left home too. But everybody thought it was simply because I was dropping out of school and didn't have any direction for my life. Of course, I didn't, because who cared about the life? So we'll talk about that at another time. Thank you all for tuning in. Holy Lady, Johnny Slim, Kiva, thank you for staying tuned in the chat room. Come back tomorrow for part two of Self, because I know there's a lot of people who are going to go listen to the archives. They need to know. 3 seconds left. Have a wonderful, peaceful, awesome, awesome day. And remember to love yourself and know that you are the greatest, that you are great. And that you are beautiful. Love on yourself today before you try loving everybody else. Love yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you. Be gentle to yourself today. Be kind to yourself today. Think great thoughts and good thoughts today. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great and wonderful day. This has been Coach LaLisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.